Service safe.
Professor Buzzkill. Mininess.
Well, hello, 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 Buzzkillers. It's Mini-Myth time because it's Thursday and I've got a crazy one for you. This is a crazy, crazy one. The story is that Walt Disney, Uncle Walt, believes so deeply in the future of science and in the future of technology that he had his body cryogenically frozen when he died. Sometime in the future, Uncle Walt believed, doctors would discover a cure for whatever he had died from, right? Cancer or whatever it was. They could then unfreeze him, cure the disease that he had, and, quote, reanimate his body. Reanimate. Get it, Buzzkillers? Animation? Disney? Okay, that's a stretch. Sorry. Another version of the story is that he only had his head frozen. That when, after he died, he had his head removed, cut off, and frozen. They threw the rest of his body away so that he could have it attached to a fresh, presumably younger, body after this disease thing had been cracked and his head had been reanimated. Alas, the folks who thought this up were indeed cracked. There's absolutely no evidence for Disney freezing himself. There's no evidence that he asked anybody else to freeze him. And there's plenty of evidence that he was cremated after he died. It's on his death certificate. And his daughter gave access to the family medical records to researchers who were looking into this myth. Proved completely that he was cremated, which is in fact the opposite of being frozen. All of this confirmed that poor Uncle Walt's body went up in flames in the crematorium after he died. Sorry, Buzzkillers, it's a great one, but old Walt as a popsicle just isn't true. Talk to you next week.